or I don't know.
Sandra Bagaria, whose girlfriend, the blogger Amina, disappeared in Damascus yesterday. Well, on the line now is Robin Yassin Kassab, a blogger who writes about Syria and is also the author of The Road from Damascus. Robin Yassin Kassab, if we can talk first of all, though, about the events in Jisr al-Shagur, how significant do you think this might be? After all, we have seen similar uprisings and forceful put-downs in other Syrian towns.
I think it's very significant. What's different this time is that the regime is claiming that, over 100 security people have been killed, and I find that very difficult to believe. It's worrying that they're coming up with this story because it looks like they're preparing the way for a larger massacre than they've already committed. And of course, it's escalating all the time. At the weekend, over 70 people were machine gunned in the city of Hama alone. Helicopter gunships have been already used in Jisr al-Shagur. So escalation really means something quite dramatic now.
There have also been these suggestions that Iranian snipers may be in the city. What should we make of that? After all, Iran's involvement in Syria has been rumoured for some time, and it's one that many people fear.
In terms of boots on the ground, Iranian boots on the ground, I think it is just rumours. I don't know because I'm not there. But I think that these rumours have been around since the beginning. Nothing's been substantiated. I find it very unlikely because although the Iranian regime certainly wants the survival of the Syrian regime and is no doubt providing material and bad advice, I think it's very I don't think the Syrian regime requires Iranians because it's got its own people to do the killing. And that would just feed into the sectarian narrative that, the president of Syria is a member of the Alawi sect, which is considered to be a Shia offshoot sect. And if they bring in Iranian soldiers, that's just proving to the worst sectarians that, yes, these people aren't proper Arabs. They're in thrall to the Persian Shia and so on. I don't think they would do it. It seems they are being very, very, very stupid, but I don't see why they would be stupid in that direction.
We've heard tonight that Britain's to introduce this draft resolution at the UN. Do you think a ratcheting up of international criticism could make any difference to the Syrian government at this point?
No, not really in the... No, not in the short term. I think that, maybe unfortunately, I think it's down to what happens internally. Syria has been through isolation before. The Americas have had sanctions on Syria for a long time. I don't think it will make, not for human rights issues, because they don't like the Syrian position on Israel. I don't think it'll make much difference in the short to medium term. But in the long term, yes, it certainly shows us that the continued viability of this regime, even if they manage to kill people into silence, it's not going to happen because they had important alliances with Turkey, with Europe, which are now fallen to bits.
Robin Yassin Kassab, thank you. After the criticism came a period of listening, and today the Prime Minister outlined how the government's NHS reforms for England would